information as to how the universe might work. These people were philosophers. Science is based on philosophy. First, a philosopher would offer an idea of the mechanisms of the universe, and then science would try to see if those ideas actually are real in the world that we live in. So science is actually a proof of philosophy. So therefore, to understand the nature of the science that we live with today, it is really incumbent upon us to go back and understand the philosophical roots that have led to today's world of modern science. Science is actually formulated on philosophies that were created during the Golden Age of Greece. There were two fundamental philosophers that gave us opinions and views of how the world actually worked. One of them was a man by the name of Democritus. Democritus is famous for providing us with the concept of atoms. He coined the word atom as something being uncuttable, meaning the smallest particle in the universe. He said that there are all different kinds of atoms with all different kinds of characteristics. And if you want to understand anything about the world we live in, then you have to look at the physical things that we observe and see what kind of atoms they're made out of, because the atoms would give character to all the physical structure. According to this philosophy of atomism, the world is composed of these physical particles called atoms, and there's nothing in between the atoms, that there are physical things and then empty space. So according to the atomist,